Residents of Baltimore City are very accustomed to the many dualities of life here. Within a few blocks, one can transverse socioeconomic extremes. Poverty abuts wealth, literacy abuts illiteracy, and hope abuts hopelessness. In April, the worst of who we are versus the best of who we can be was exposed for the entire world to see. The city had been shaken until the pressure was so severe that the top exploded off, culminating in a smoldering city under National Guard occupation. This revolution apparently was being televised. The aftermath has left many of us frustrated and longing for a Baltimore that can be better for our children and our community. We now have a choice of fighting for a better future for our city or complete capitulation. We must take a hard look in the mirror and ask, what can I personally do to make the city better? In my case, I have chosen the profession of a real estate developer whose very livelihood is predicated on optimism and creation. My company refuses to allow this unrest to dissuade us from believing in a better Baltimore by building projects that are distinguished by design and beauty that will hopefully stand stoically against time as if they were shouting, I was here, I mattered. So as a crane demolishes the walls of the infamous CVS at North in Pennsylvania, my company's cranes tower over Locust Point, building the most beautiful apartment project we have ever been a part of. This too is Baltimore. We will build. We will get better. We have no choice.